Hi, this is Jonathan Farrington. I decided that I would start a new section on my brand new site, which actually launched, if you're listening in the past or if you're listening in the future, we're actually recording this on May the 6th and the site goes live on May the 7th. Each week I'm going to ask one of my favourite people to join me for a cup of tea and a slice of cake, and we're going to chat about something that's topical. It gives me great pleasure to welcome Linda Richardson as my first guest. Linda's a wonderful colleague and also a wonderful friend. Welcome, Linda.
Pleasure. Thank you for the honour of being the first.
You're very, very welcome. Now, Linda, you and I have spoken privately on this topic quite a lot. We haven't always agreed, but I think normally by the time we reach the end of our conversations, we are in broad agreement. It's a hot topic at the moment, and I'm shortly going to be delivering a couple of keynotes about it, the future of professional selling. I believe that you are actually more optimistic about the future of professional selling than I am, maybe.
If you're talking about the role, will there be a role for salespeople? Yes, I am. I think that I do agree with you that many of the sales opportunities are moving to the internet. When a salesperson is not needed, a company, because it's certainly more financially effective for them to go to the internet, it's more convenient. Customers love to buy that way. Sales, certainly they will go the way of the internet. But I think for the complex sale, there is, in my view, for the foreseeable future, there will be a need for salespeople, and I think there'll actually be a shortage of them because the level of the salesperson needs to be much, much higher. I think selling is moving. If I look at selling, it's moving toward consulting. And that really requires a breadth of knowledge. It takes industry knowledge and company knowledge and experience and the ability to leverage teams. So yes, I think that if anything, the salesperson who can really gear up for what's coming, I think will be in great demand and will be rewarded.
Yes, I agree on all of that. I agree with everything you've said, and I'm going to come back to you on that. I'd like to ask you what you think of my, really, I guess it could be described as a prophecy or even maybe a philosophy. You see, we both know that over the last 5 years, so many external sales teams have been replaced by internal sales teams. And, you know, we know that in the old days, an internal sales position was really a stepping stone to the more glorious and celebrated external sales positions. And typically inside salespeople would be, you know, doing the mopping up tasks, maybe doing some cold calling, doing some account management and looking out of the window enviously at their external colleagues who were driving off in sort of flash cars and going off to have lunch appointments, etc. But, you know, the reality is that so many teams have now come inside because technology has allowed them to do so. And I think this new breed of inside sales professional are ably qualified to see the sale all the way through the entire cycle from open to close. But my concern, and I'm curious to learn whether or not you share this, where the smart business owners have brought their teams inside, and as a consequence, they've probably saved themselves an awful lot of money, because I think I'm right in saying that a typical external salesperson with commission and car and expenses costs about twice as much as an internal salesperson. So I do worry that maybe if the products that they're selling and marketing could be commoditized, are these same smart business owners possibly some way down the line yet going to say, well, actually, we don't even need internal salespeople. All we need is order takers because they're much less expensive. And then in time, will they be replaced by computers? I mean, what are your thoughts on that, Linda?
Well, I think for the foreseeable future, I go back to the complex sale. Mm-hmm. If the sale requires any degree of consulting or information, companies won't be able to do that. Even in the most technically supported sale, there are chat rooms, and customers use them. I think with the, and I agree with you, there is a transition from to inside sales. And the level of the inside salesperson, I think, is going to have to equal the level of the outside salesperson for the more complex sale.
Yeah.
Because the customer they're talking to is the same customer. I think, you know, you can think about, well, will some be farmers or will some be hunters? And, of course, the article that I think you were referring to, I think it was Tom Steinberg, talked about, well, they need to be fishermen. Marketing departments need to put the bait out. But I think for the complex sale and even for outside salespeople, the external salespeople, they will be doing a lot more telephone. And I think the face-to-face calls will be for major milestones in the sale, but so much more on the telephone. And I think we're going to see a tremendous amount of hybrid selling where some of the sales team are in person with some of the clients, and the other clients may be global, and they are on the telephone or video, and some of the sales team. So I think the trend to the telephone is a very positive thing. I think the mindset has to change because it is not telemarketing, that transition we're seeing, and we need to bring on board salespeople with very strong telephone ability skills and selling skills and knowledge. And for the external salespeople, they need to really tool up on how do you use the telephone and technology when you're not face-to-face, because a lot of clients don't have time for that, and it's reserved for very important parts of the sale.
Yeah. Do you see, like I do, marketing increasing in importance in the overall commercial push?
I think very much so. I think marketing needs to step up to the plate and really be a part of the sales team. And I think the first job is to get content out there that really is interesting, so that, because customers are finding sales organizations, so sales has been flipped on its head. And then marketing needs to give information and resources, knowledge sharing with the sales force, because if we ask salespeople to do all of their own independent research, we're keeping them from being in the field, we're keeping them from talking to their customers, we're wasting time, and they probably are not going to find exactly what they need. So yes, marketing needs to really step up to the plate with knowledge sharing and with producing content that is highly relevant. But I think with technology, and I think technology is really driving all of these changes, we will have so much more precise information about customers that good marketing departments are going to be able to put very precise information out. So right now they're giving salespeople customer personas. Down the road, they can give them individual customer personas, so salespeople can be highly prepared to add value.
Yes.
And get some time with customers that are racing ahead of them, doing a lot of self-service.
Yeah. No, I think that's spot on. I do worry whether or not sales and marketing will ever legitimize their relationship. I mean, they are two different types of people, two different types of beings. They've got different backgrounds, different challenges. And but I probably, like you, where I have witnessed marketing and sales cohabiting properly, and that has to be driven by leadership, those companies are actually very, very successful.
Oh, absolutely. Some have both teams reporting to the same person, so that there really is no divide. But I think for the future of selling, and I think you'll agree with this, the really big thing is going to be collaboration. And it's going to mean collaborating with customers, so they'll have the technology and the mindset to build proposals together, and then for the internal teams to work together, collaboration, and to work with channel partners. So I think collaboration is going to be a very big thing for any organization that survives. They're going to have to learn how to do that, particularly with global teams, which are highly dysfunctional right now in many organizations. Yeah, I think collaboration, the tools will really facilitate the exercising strong collaboration, and then I think the mindset will follow.
Yes. I think, and I speak from experience, I think attempting to manage global organizations where you've got remote locations is terribly, terribly challenging for a VP sales or even a CEO. And I think as we see more and more organizations spreading their wings, these are the sorts of challenges that they are facing, of course. Finally, well, I'd like to touch on something that you and I haven't discussed recently, and I'd be interested to get your latest views on it. As you know, I took my consultancy totally online 5 years ago, and I'd had to take some of my clients with me kicking and struggling, but they agreed to give it a 3-month trial. And I have to say, 100% of my clients have accepted it because of all the benefits. Where do you see sales team development, sales training going in the future? Do you see it going totally online? Do you see a blended approach? And do you, like me, see possibly the end of classroom training as we've known it?
That's really a great question. I think the first thing that I see is as we move forward in education in general, there is a trend now to look at vocations. That was something that you didn't have kind of vocational training. It was more of this liberal arts. And in any case, there's this trend toward vocational. And I think universities are going to pick up the responsibility for the fundamental sales training. I think they will offer that in their business classes. That we're starting to see a little bit of it. I think Chally was one of the really strong influencers and champions of that, and we're seeing more and more, but I think the universities are truly going to pick up and provide sales training. I hope they would put it in the high schools because that's the first job these kids can get that cannot find jobs. So as I think in the next 7-8 years, I think there'll be an 80-20 ratio with classroom. 80% will be online. I think most training will be through coaching and online modules and tools. And I think for certain situations, for key situations, when you want to do team building, but you know we're going to have all this kind of smart machinery eventually, I think we will reserve maybe 20% for classroom. So I think we are moving online. I think classroom is still the preferred. All the data shows it is the preferred mode that organizations talk about. But as you said, they can go kicking and screaming into it. Many of them have not really made the transition, so they don't know the benefits of it, the cost savings, the time savings. And with technology, there really could be sharing and interaction. The early days, it was, you know, just these slideshows, very boring, no interaction. It really was not effective.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I do hope we've seen the back of the days of the so-called sales trainer turning up with a complete rainforest of course notes, and we all used to sit there and have to go all the way through it, and we just couldn't wait for the end. And it, I mean, that's not it. You know, that's not how training was delivered. You know,
that's true. It really needs to be interactive. People.
Yeah.
We know for a fact people learn by doing, and I believe that we learn more from each other than we do in classrooms.
Yes.
That's why it's important to hire well, to develop people, because they really are your emissaries of learning, colleagues.
Yes. Oh, yes. And I agree with that. And, of course, the key word is ongoing. I'm always staggered with, you know, with how many organizations believe that they only need to put their salespeople through sales training once. It's almost as if it was like a driving license. They don't realize that, you know, styles change. Marketplaces change, industries change, ways of selling change. And I think this is one of the significant reasons why around 50% of salespeople today are actually missing quota. And it's a frightening number. And it seems to be getting worse. It isn't getting better. But anyway, that's a topic for another day.
That's the sales manager's job. That's the and on top of that, it's the leader's job to coach that manager. And until the leader is the role model, we are really just pedaling backwards. It's not going to happen. This is a cultural change that needs to happen.
Yes, absolutely. And I think it's a wonderful topic for the next time you pop round for tea. So can I thank you, and can I just leave the listeners with your website address where you post your blogs and articles and they can find out all about you, and of course your most recent book, Changing the Sales Conversation. It is www.lindarichardson.com. It's as simple as that. Linda, thanks so much for popping in. It's always a pleasure, and I hope you'll pop in again soon.
Okay, thank you so much, and I enjoyed the tea.
Thanks, Linda. Bye-bye now.